Welcome in. Take over, Shane. I'm coughing a lung up over here.
Welcome in the latest episode of That SEC Podcast. I am the good-looking host, Cousin Shane, and that, of course, is always SEC Mike, the sick, the weary. He shows up. Now, you know what, Mike? I'm just glad you're here, and I appreciate all the cousins filing in right now.
I knew I should have smoked all them cigarettes.
Yeah, the Misty Light 120s are catching up to you. Huh?
What is that? Is that a lady's cigarette?
Yeah. It's like the first, actually, Virginia Slim Ultra Light 120, I think, is the first cigarette I ever smoked. Had a job at a grocery store, and one of the little ladies back there, she was smoking. I was like, let me get one of them. And that was my first cigarette. My last one was a Camel Light or Camel Blue. They don't call it light because it's healthy sounding.
Well, hey, let's save the cigarette talk for another day, Shane. I want the cousins to be aware of what exactly they're tuning into. Right now on SEC Network, they're announcing the first ever 9-game SEC conference schedules next season. So we got the schedule reveal for every single SEC team coming up. And just so I know this is kind of new, so I don't want to confuse people. This they've already sent out months ago, but I just want it to be a refresher here.
Yes.
So we're not doing divisions. It's same 16-team conference here. You got three annual opponents, and the other six will rotate. So in every team's going to get to play every other team in a 2-year span. So that's kind of why we're doing this. So they're about to reveal. And here's another one. That I hate this, Shane. We got to do something about this.
Okay.
Only one bye week this year.
Yeah, that should have been addressed, right? It's not like we're going to 13 games.
And I'm already seeing some of the schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, when you look at these things, you're going to be like, good Lord, look at this gauntlet with one bye in there. It's crazy. I don't know how anybody's going to survive this.
No wonder the coaches were all fired up about this, Mike, because the bye week's a big one, right? The 9-game's a big one. I think it's – let's don't lose sight. This is big for the fans, right? Ultimately, that's who's the biggest winner of this scenario, because now you'll be able to see – all SEC games within a 2-year span. You know, you're not a Georgia, Texas A&M situation again. You know, so I feel like, you know, we kind of lose that. But at the end of the day, every week, you thought this year was electric. Next year, when you add another SEC opponent on that schedule, it's going to be absolutely fire.
So you were talking there, Shane. They already announced. So, well, I think these are already known.
Yes.
Clemson at LSU, week one.
Mm-hmm.
Kiffin's debut against Clemson. How about that? Clemson versus Dabo, or Dabo versus Kiffin. Louisville at Ole Miss. Pete Golding's official debut next season. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. And then we've already known Baylor-Auburn. Again, that's shifted to Atlanta. So some pretty interesting week one games.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, the Clemson LSU ones weren't the one we're going to be talking about the most. You know, not only just Lane Kiffin's debut, but it's going to be nice to start this season right. Right? You know, we went into this year saying, well, I hope Brian Kelly doesn't lose this one. Right? Now we're going to be like, man, I hope Lane Kiffin buries this program.
And then the rest are pretty terrible, Shane. We got Furman, Tennessee, Texas State, Texas. Missouri State versus A&M, Austin Peay, Vandy.
Oh, Nelly.
Okay, here we go. Week two. Here's some new notable week two games.
Yeah.
We got Alabama at Kentucky. Will Stein. Does he get his first upset over whoever the hell's coaching Alabama next year? We don't know. We got Oklahoma at Michigan. Michigan just had to fire their coach. What if they hired Brent Venables? And then Ohio State at Texas. Buddy, transport me to week two. You know what?
What if we get to see Kalen DeBoer, but it's at Michigan? obviously, that one hasn't been settled yet, but you talk about electric weekend. Obviously, a lot of storylines with the surrounding that Michigan game, but a rematch, Oklahoma or Ohio State and Texas, going to be absolutely epic.
Wait, I thought Texas was trying to buy out of this.
No, I guarantee. No, hey, this is going to be a good one.
Now we got some other great games, Shane. Arkansas at Utah, week two.
Yes.
Mississippi State at Minnesota. How about that?
Yep.
Missouri at Kansas, buddy. Oh. Ooh, there we go. Tennessee at Georgia Tech.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Arizona State at Texas A&M. Week two is my favorite week of the year so far.
Yeah, so far, yeah. I wish we could get Georgia Tech to play in the Mercedes-Benz, but whatever. You know? Is that the battle for the leather helmet, you know?
I think it is.
That's also going to be an awesome showdown, man. Man, there's some good games. A lot to take in here, Mike. LSU Ole Miss week three, right?
Yeah, week three, LSU at Ole Miss. So that's going to be the SEC opener.
Saturday, September 19th. Mark it in the calendars, man. Well, the mustard bottles will be a-flying.
And we got a rematch, too. Florida State at Alabama week three.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, that's going to be a good one. Right. I mean, all that shit talking that they got to hang over us, you know, all season long. Now we got a couple of weeks to get right. I mean, if Alabama ain't firing all cylinders by week three, they deserve not to be in the playoffs again.
Ooh, new coaches, Shane.
Ooh.
Florida at Auburn.
Yes.
Week three, Golish Sumrall.
Oh, man, this is going to be an absolute battle. They're all boys, right? We're all buddies until we start playing each other.
Ooh. NC State at Vanderbilt week three as well. Kentucky at A&M, the Mark Stoops Bowl. Georgia at Arkansas. Mississippi State at South Carolina.
Kennesaw State at Tennessee. Don't sleep on that one. UTSA at Texas.
Should we go, Shane? I think we should go to Oxford.
No shit. You mean it?
I think so. I mean, we got to be there, don't we? LSU.
We got to do it, right? We got to do it. Let's do it. I'm in. I am in.
I'll
wear a mustard
shirt, you know?
You wear the mustard bottle costume, and I'll wear the golf ball.
All right, week four. Oh, buddy, ratchets up quick. Oklahoma at Georgia.
Ooh.
Week four, September 26th. What a damn ball game that could be.
Playoff possibly teams. National championship rematch, huh?
Now we're talking.
Oh, shit. Texas
A&M.
Yes.
At LSU. They have to go to LSU two years in a row.
Yes.
That's kind of bullshit.
I like it, though. I like it, man. Yeah, I guess now that you mention that, it is kind of bullshit. But we know what happened last time here in LSU, right? So I don't think A&M fans are mad. LSU would like to have another shot at this thing.
Texas at Tennessee, Shane.
Ooh. Mm-mm. He's not allowed on the football field. Matthew McConaughey is not allowed on the football field. Neither is Bevo. If I can't go down there, neither can Bevo.
Will Bevo make the trip, you think?
I hope so. I hope so, right? You know, the battle of the real UTs. I could see it now.
South Carolina at Alabama, week four.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt at Auburn, Ole Miss at Florida, Lane Kiffin Bowl, which none of them have Lane Kiffin anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri at Mississippi State. Ooh, buddy. Week four.
Week four looks good. I still go in week three right now. Week three still got me, but this is right there at it. This is number two for me. I'm just imagining some of these. And what's nice is, Mike, you know, it's like Tennessee and Texas, prime example. We don't have to wait 8 years to see that rematch. You know what I'm saying? Next year we're going to get it. Is that how it's going to work, like home and home, or is it going to be a kind of a rotation? So we'll be away, and then we'll go to Texas like year three.
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I get them every now and then, Mike. I get them out. Anytime I can stump Mike, it's a good day. So,
but it is for sure like, so Texas traveling to Tennessee, right?
Yes.
So the next time Tennessee plays them, it'll be at Texas. So they will rotate it like that.
Yeah.
And it'll be every other year. You're playing one or the other. So it may not be back-to-back years, but it'll be the year thereafter, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned notable new coaches, Mike. Up to this point, is there any that you feel like is going to have a kind of a tougher opening? I know you just took all that in, but is there maybe one team or one coach that's standing out to you?
I'm kind of waiting for them to reveal the team-by-team schedules.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's a little hard to consume all this when they're throwing everything at you, you know?
I like the pause here. I felt like we're going to commercial there for a second, but I mean, notably in the first, they're talking about Lane Kiffin going to Oxford. We're talking about potentially going that game. I feel like Texas, Tennessee. I feel like Ohio State and Texas going to be an absolute barn burner.
But I will say this to answer your question, Shane.
Yeah,
it's not exactly your question, but remember, shout out Carter B. He gave in a mailbag. I said I'm going to hold his question for this show. The games with the biggest implications, I got 13 of them.
Yeah.
And I'll hold that to the end. But okay. LSU has got about five of 13, Shade. So I think Lane Quinton got the short end of the straw when it comes to how many elite matchups LSU's got next year. It's crazy.
Sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As they say, you make your bed, you sleep in it, Mike.
So, yeah, just wait for that.
Well, Cole looks good, don't he? He's slick. He is one slick guy. I like listening to Cole. He is just a wealth of knowledge.
I think Seriously. He's got on that Huel. He's trimmed down.
I mean, he is pretty damn slim right now. He's like me after Ozempic, you know?
They're talking about Oklahoma facing Michigan, at Michigan and at Georgia, first month of the season.
That's a tough one. That's a tough draw.
You know what? You just can't kill them Sooners, though. You know what?
Yeah. This is something. They embrace it, right? They're used to having the toughest schedule in the country.
It won't be pretty, but it'll be grimy. You know what?
Yeah, it'll be grimy, and season ticket holders are getting their money's worth, brother. And, yeah, I feel like ultimately, though, that Georgia matchup will be the one. I really don't – I mean, Michigan, we don't know who the coach is. We don't know what the offseason is going to look like. I keep hearing that everybody's hitting the portal and running away. So I feel like that Georgia one, though, that one really – that's one of those games early in the season that we're trying to figure out how good one team is and how good the others are. Just a good temperature gauge.
Derek says Shane loves a hefty guy that is also bald, making it big time in the world.
Yeah, it's not that many of us out there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Are we going to a first commercial break?
Yeah. Yeah, then they're going to do the October, November, and then team by team, and then the toughest schedule.
You know who doesn't take commercial breaks, Shane?
That SEC podcast.
Yeah! Oh. Shout out Ted B for the $20. Thank you, cousins. Mike and cousin Shane, thank you, Ted B.
Let us know, guys.
You got a question or something, hit us up. Tev, appreciate you. Merry Christmas, Mike and Shane.
Merry Christmas. Thank you
for all you do. Thank you, Tev, and thank you to all the cousins out there, including the legend.
The legend.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
We gaming tonight, JR. Come on.
We might have to get back on that this offseason, Shane.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's so damn cold outside. I did go over and look at some of the games. I was like, hey, what are the cool kids doing these days?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe we do an online dynasty during the offseason.
Yeah. Come on. Crank it up.
Shout out JR. He gifted Nathan Harvey. Nathan,
welcome to the family.
And then we got a new member here, Shane, 073778.
Hell yeah.
073-337-78.
Welcome to the family.
And then Freedom Van, he gifted.
Thank you, Freedom.
C. Staples.
Welcome to the family.
Steven Up, what a legend.
Road Tag.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out. He gifted Paul Deringer. Paul,
welcome to the family.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Who's Alabama's toughest one? What was that? Week two, right? They got one.
The Arch Manning Revenge Tour.
Yeah.
Coming to a stadium near you. Yeah, so Bama, week two, they got at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Not too bad. So here's first couple games for Bama. East Carolina, mm-hmm. at Kentucky, Florida State at home, South Carolina at home.
Yeah,
Florida State. So that's pretty manageable.
Yeah. Well, South Carolina got all them new coaches.
How about Auburn, Shane? They got Baylor in Atlanta.
Yes.
Southern Miss at home, Florida at home, Vanderbilt at home.
Mm.
Opportunity, I think, for Golish to start strong. I'm not guaranteeing 4-0, but I could see it.
Anytime Baylor's in there, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, start out strong. I think that would be big, man. That's when you feel like, you know, you got the right hire, you know? Start out 3-1, 4-0. Then we're like, oh,
but we do this every offseason, Shane. And then they go 1-3. We're like,
yeah,
this guy's a fucking loser.
Hot seat. Fire Island.
Okay, next week, week 5. Oh, they're hyping up Vandy already, Shane. Vandy at Georgia.
Ooh.
The Jared Curtis Bowl. What if Jared Curtis lights up Georgia's ass?
I'm in. I think that would be a good game, but I'm curious, Vanderbilt. What does a Pavia not led football team look like? So,
Golish back at Tennessee, Shane.
Ooh,
Auburn,
make it a rival again.
Tennessee, how about that?
Yes, I mean a lot of people don't know this was a huge rivalry back in the day. So
over under 100 points scored.
It's up there. And they got, well, they got our defensive coordinator. So, yeah, definitely over 100.
Arkansas at A&M, back to Kyle Field. How about that?
Come on, son.
We're done with Jerry's World.
Oh, man. New coach, Silverfish, the Silver Fox.
I don't think Elko's beating him. I'm just saying. And then we got Bama at Mississippi State, Florida at Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky at South Carolina. There's a lot of bad blood there. And then we got our first open dates, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Florida, Mizzou. I think we may be sleeping on, I mean, some of those games. Some of the Florida, Mizzou games in the past have been electric, obviously, different coaches.
Right.
But, yeah, that one could be fun. And then I think Kentucky and South Carolina, I'd love to see that little fiery rivalry crank back up.
Mmm.
That's so, yeah.
Michael Dunlap says 27 will be our year for 27. He's our year for Carolina.
Oh,
baby. Then we got Alabama at Georgia, Shane. Ooh, buddy.
Ooh.
I'm almost getting tired of seeing. Remember, we went years without these. Now they're playing every year.
I know.
Bama. Mm-mm-mm. Hosting Georgia.
Is this an SEC championship preview?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got a highlight reel.
I know. What the hell's going on here? We're going to rewatch a game, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good game, but there was a lot of good games this year. All right. Ty's coming back.
Yeah, so that'll be week 6, October 10th, Georgia at Alabama. What a game. What a damn game, Shane.
No, all gas, no break. That's the SEC theme next season.
And we got Texas, Oklahoma that day as well, Shane. How about it?
Ooh, doggy.
So I believe, based on that schedule, Texas and Oklahoma both have a bye before this as well.
I'm sure
that's probably like they have to do it that way. You know what I mean?
Any chance we get to go to this game next year?
South Carolina at Florida. LSU at Kentucky, Texas A&M at Missouri, Tennessee at Arkansas, Shane, and Ole Miss at Vanderbilt. That'll be week 6. What a damn slate of games here, Shane, with Auburn and Mississippi State on a bye.
You know, it's funny. I immediately think about all the marquee games, right? Tennessee, Arkansas, 98 championship. I look at South Carolina and
week 7 here, Shane.
Bluegrass Miracle with LSU and Kentucky.
Auburn at Georgia.
Yeah.
Tennessee hosting Alabama.
Damn.
Florida at Texas. Arch Manning revenge game, buddy.
Yeah. Rivalry weekend. Come on now.
October 17th, third Saturday in October.
That's the game right there. Golly, I get my. Is my cigar? Yeah, my cigar's ready. Didn't get to use it this year.
Hey, Cousin Ben's got a great question. Anybody undefeated at this point? I mean, it's going to be tough.
And see, and this is all the bitching and complaining we're doing about a two-loss team not getting in.
Right.
Because there's going to be a lot of two-loss, three-loss teams moving forward.
And then we got Mississippi State at LSU.
Yeah.
Missouri at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky at Oklahoma. And Citadel at A&M.
There's that one. We still got a couple Citadels.
Oh, week eight, Shane. A&M at Alabama. Look at what a game.
Elko's already celebrating. Oh, some great Alabama A&M games, man. I think about that kick, the parents jumping the wall there. That was a good time.
Ole Miss at Texas.
Look at Pete. No Shave November. I like it, Pete.
Ooh.
Ole Miss at Texas.
Yeah.
That's going to be it. Like
LSU at Auburn. Vanderbilt at Kentucky. Tennessee at South Carolina. We haven't had that one in 2 years, Shane. It's back. Love to see that. And Oklahoma at Mississippi State.
Ooh, baby.
Oklahoma. Do Tennessee fans still hate Beamer? I think they do.
Yeah, yeah. It's still on. It's still on like Donkey Kong. Vanderbilt, Kentucky, going to be fun. LSU, Auburn, the new coaches going back and forth. That would be a good one.
Hey, here's a wrinkle, Shane. Week 9, yeah. Missouri at Arkansas. So they've moved that off the last week. Florida, Georgia in Atlanta, not in Jacksonville this year. This year it'll be in Atlanta.
That seems fair.
Auburn at Ole Miss, South Carolina at Oklahoma, and Mississippi State at Texas. I wonder why they moved that Missouri-Arkansas game.
I don't know. That makes you wonder who they're going to put at the end. I mean, they got to be playing somebody, right?
Right.
As Mizzou, Oklahoma, maybe?
Ooh.
I'm kind of glad they moved that one, though, to be honest with you. I felt like not a lot of people watched it because of where it was.
Yeah.
So,
it's usually like one of those teams is completely out of it.
Yeah.
By
then. Yeah. Yeah. And there's going to be some teams. That's the thing, Mike. I mean, we just rattled off a lot of great SEC games. There's going to be some teams that are going to be out at this point. But, you know, that's the beauty of this 9-game schedule. You can't count any of these teams out, I guess.
So, let me put it to you like this, Shane.
Yeah.
South Carolina, right? Horrible year.
Yes.
Just got a new offensive coordinator. We'll see what happens with Lenore Sellers. Let's just assume, which we probably shouldn't, let's assume that Lenore Sellers comes back.
Yeah.
Here's their schedule to start. Kent State at home, Towson at home, Mississippi State at home, at Alabama. Alabama, obviously, that'll be tough. Yeah. Then you get Kentucky at home. Then you're at Florida, first-year coach. And then it's a bye week. Then you get Tennessee at home. And then at Oklahoma. So, I mean, it does get difficult right out the gate here. But point being, I think Carolina can rack up some.
Ooh.
I mean, it wouldn't be crazy if they're like 4-1, 5-1 to start the year.
Got that brow system firing up by the time you get to some real competition. Yeah, a little Cocktober coming in, hot and heavy. Yeah, I feel like, you know, that's the thing. There's going to be a lot of these new guys that I feel like are going to get tested early. We're going to get the full team reveals here in a second, but just by going through the list, I would love that. I would absolutely love to just hit the ground running, have a few, not cupcakes, but, you know, just a couple of break-in games. So, South Carolina back? I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Yeah, you better bet the over now.
Yeah.
Well, you got a shot. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I got sidetracked, saw Nealon. You know me. I'm not good at watching TV and talking.
All right. They're taking their sweet-ass time again, aren't they?
Yeah. What we got over here in the comment section? Let's see.
They say Carolina starts 4-1, ends 5-7.
Shane Beamer will say this is the toughest schedule in the country. they're already setting up their 3-loss bid for the college football playoff, you know?
Jesse says Gators are going 12-0, brother.
Ooh. That's the team I'm thinking about jumping on the bandwagon here, man.
Uh-oh.
John Summerall firing them boys up. Schedule's a lot easier than it's been in the past.
It looks like that's the rumor, Shane. Mizzou, Oklahoma, Rivalry. Yeah. Not a rivalry, I was told. Ooh.
It is now.
Old Mesa, Shane versus Cinnamon, week 9.
That may be the biggest rival right now. Oh, shit. I like how they just do these random pauses. They go like 100 miles an hour, and then they talk for 10 minutes. It's like, let's either do a slower reveal or let's just get them all out of the way.
How about Shane? He says, maybe with a 9-game schedule, those crazy Catholics will get into the playoff.
Mm-mm. No, everybody's freezing them out. I love it. I saw that originally, and I thought Hugh Freeze had – I didn't know. My mind was like, is he going up north, you know? But no.
How about Crazy Carl? He says, Jim Knowles on Rocky Top, Shane, is it too early to feel like 98?
No. Great hire. Fantastic hire. We're back, baby.
Any concern? I've seen a lot of people say his defense is pretty complicated, like it takes 2 years to implement it.
That's what YouTube's for, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing. I mean, these kids, they're already ready, right? So I'm not worried about that at all. They got him in there. Okay. You know, that's just an excuse I'm going to fall back on if we have a rough start, you know?
Hey, Shit gifted 5 memberships, Shane.
Cuz
he gifted them to Breaking Parallel, Arkwood, Floki, 88 Hurls, and Kobe Graves.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Shin. And Andrew became a member. Andrew,
Welcome to the family.
Freedom Band, do any of us actually like the 9-game change? Hell yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Get less, Austin Peay games. Who the hell wants to watch Austin Peay versus Georgia? Oklahoma versus Eastern Illinois?
Seriously, there's going to be some change with the college football playoff. And I feel like it's going to help the Southeastern Conference stay competitive, have teams in there. But like I said, 9 SEC games, there was a couple weeks this year, Mike, that we had to paint a pretty picture of why it's entertaining. There's not been one week that they've shown right now that I'm saying there's not some marquee games in, you know?
Right. And hell, maybe we just got too many good teams down here, Shane. We just had a 10-2 Vanderbilt, couldn't even get in the playoff. Maybe we're like, we got to shave that. We got to have fewer 10-win teams. You know what?
They better get the times right this year. I'll tell you that. We better not have 4 of these at the 3 o'clock slot. You know, 2-2-2. Maybe that's why they don't have bye weeks. You know.
Yeah, I think they really need them though.
Oh, for sure.
Once we see these that are written down,
and I'm kind of curious when those bye weeks will be. Right? What should be like one right before the. Like the Egg Bowl, right? You got to play 7 games in a row in the Southeastern Conference before you get a bye. Ugh.
Yeah, like, so I don't know if this is legit, but
yeah,
our buddy Matt Hayes, so he has tweeted out, maybe he's got the schedule already, just for Florida. So here's the complete schedule. Florida Atlantic, Campbell, again, 2 cupcakes, right?
Yeah.
Then at Auburn, Ole Miss, at Missouri, South Carolina, at Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt, at Florida State.
Crown them.
Good luck, you know? I mean, the first 2, you'll win easily, and then you got 10 straight power teams.
John Summerall. He ain't scared. He ain't scared.
I'm scared for him.
That's the thing. Everybody's doing it, though, right? It's not like John's the only one jumping off the bridge. They're all going to have to do it here. And honestly, if you replay that schedule that you just mentioned, I guarantee you probably one of the easier ones right now.
Week 10, Shane, Georgia at Ole Miss. How about that? November 7th. The clapper. They got them clapping over here.
Georgia at Ole Miss. Oh, yeah. They remember what happened last time Georgia came up.
Yeah, they got their ass whooped.
Absolutely. Mainly by that defense that Pete's running.
Texas at Missouri. Buddy.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, Sark's fired up to go up to Como.
Look at him. He's ready, baby.
Texas is beatable on the road, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hey, this is 2026, Texas, Mike.
A&M at South Carolina.
Yeah.
This has been a great series the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
South Carolina whooped their ass, and then A&M whooped their ass in the second half this year. So who knows what will happen this year.
No, but it's been competitive. Both games have been very competitive. Two different squads, too, so that one's going to be a really good one.
Arkansas at Auburn, Oklahoma at Florida, Alabama at LSU. Whoa. Vanderbilt at Mississippi State. And Kentucky at Tennessee, November 7th. Sign my ass up, Shane. I ain't leaving the couch that day.
Look at that. Eight games, brother. Alabama at LSU. Oh, man. CBS would have been salivating over that schedule, wouldn't they? Gary got his hotel booked and everything. I'd like the Oklahoma-Florida one, too. They were trying to push that one as a rivalry.
How about this, buddy? Week 11, Texas at LSU. Sark at Kiffin. Texas at LSU, November 14th.
Oh, yeah. That's what they'll be doing. Battle of offensive coaches. Masterminds.
Oh, Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Come on now. That's a hell of a matchup.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. You're a little faster. By the time I see it flash up, you're on to the next one. Ole Miss at Oklahoma. That'll be a good one.
Two playoff squads. Then this is a rivalry now, brother. I don't care what they say. Alabama at Vanderbilt.
It's a rivalry.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on now.
Last time that Alabama came to Nashville, they got their ass handed to them.
Coach Lee going to be there, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Take that Michigan job.
Doesn't want it. He's got a better job. South Carolina at Arkansas. Missouri at Georgia. Those Missouri-Georgia games are always good. Florida at Kentucky. Auburn at Mississippi State. Tennessee at A&M, Shane. Ooh, buddy. That's your November 14th game. I might go to that one.
You shouldn't have to play two Texas teams. You know? You know, it's funny. I'm hearing a lot of Georgia, and I'm thinking that's a great game, and I'm hearing a lot of Tennessee thinking that's a great game, which means those schedules may be a little tough this year.
Week, week 12.
Jesus!
Shane. LSU at Tennessee.
Look, he's got Adidas. Lane Kiffin on the – we're back, baby!
Lane Kiffin, is he going to get stuff thrown at him by the kneeling crowd?
Yeah, absolutely. This one's going to be – it's going to be part two of the Ole Miss saga.
A&M at Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, I mean, have I said a bad game yet?
Dude, this may be the best week right here, Mike. This has got to be the best week besides rivalry week.
Arkansas at Texas. So this is not great that that's a highlight one.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably shouldn't. Probably just listed that one. Spent some more time showing some hop reels in them other games. Who knows? Who knows, Mike?
Yep, I knew it. Chattanooga, Bama, Samford, Auburn, Wofford, Ole Miss, and Tennessee Tech, Mississippi State. I knew it when I saw Arkansas, Texas as one of the highlights. I knew we were in trouble.
We're falling off. We had a really strong start, though. November 21st is going to be a hell of a weekend.
We might have to greet old Kiffin's ass.
Yeah, let's go over there and see him. Been a while.
You got a couple golf balls.
I'm going to have to get closer. I can't throw as far as I could the last time, you know?
Well, I think they messed up. Now they're showing some more. Georgia at South Carolina.
Yeah.
Kentucky at Missouri. Vanderbilt at Florida.
Who had Georgia, South Carolina, man?
Yeah. I mean, that's another great game that we didn't get the last 2 years.
Yeah. Bringing that one back. The other ones, you know, and it's funny, we do this. We're like, Kentucky, Mizzou. But what if Kentucky catches fire, Mizzou's on fire, you know?
Right, you just never know.
These may be the games where, like, they got to win this week or they're not getting in the playoffs.
Never in a million years, Shane, did I think Ole Miss was going to be a playoff team. And Oklahoma, I thought could, but I thought maybe I was just being crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And then rivalry weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Texas A&M. Of course, the Iron Bowl, Egg Bowl, Tennessee at Vanderbilt. It's heating up, buddy.
How do we not get a cool name? Iron Bowl, Egg Bowl.
I-40 Bowl.
I-40. Oh, yeah. Egg Bowl. Actually, I think it may be closer this time.
Yeah.
Maybe closer this time.
Yeah, Mississippi State getting better on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss probably taking a step back on offense.
Yeah, I'd like to get over there. We got a little revenge we need to do over there in Vanderbilt.
There it is, Shane. You nailed it. Oklahoma at Missouri. It's been moved to rivalry weekend.
I like it.
And LSU, Arkansas, too.
Because I just think they hate each other. Like, they're going – those two fan bases are going to – they already hate each other, but they're going to hate each other so much by the time we get to this game. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why they call it a hate week.
All right, so they're going to start giving out the complete schedules. I'm going to try to upload them so we could kind of talk about them here. Team by team.
Did they tell us the date? Now, they can still move some stuff around, right?
No, all the dates are – everything's finalized now.
Did you catch any on Thanksgiving? I didn't.
I mean, that's what we just did. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, they'll announce those later.
Okay. I hope they do a couple of week zeros. That LSU Clemson obviously is going to be the one that kicks us off.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's going to be just good. That Ole Miss Louisville, don't sleep on that one, man. I mean, Louisville's, they've been playing tough here lately. Good ball squad, good coach.
They always start fast before they fade.
Yeah.
So it's a wrong time to catch them, you know what?
Yeah, for sure. But there are some pretty bad games, too. Austin Peay, Missouri State. Starting to look like Indiana's schedule.
So now that we've seen all the games here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Carter. He asked this question. Biggest games next season. Here's my list, Shane.
Okay.
You just got to start with LSU Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin drama and all. I got Georgia at Alabama.
Yeah.
I got Oklahoma at Georgia. This one I thought was kind of obvious, but I just didn't want to leave it off. Oklahoma, Texas. A&M at LSU.
Yeah.
Bama at LSU. LSU at Tennessee. Texas A&M at Oklahoma. Alabama at Tennessee. Tennessee at Texas A&M. Texas at Texas A&M, Texas at LSU, and Texas A&M at Alabama. That's the list right there.
It's tough to argue, right? It's tough to argue with it, Mike. Did you have Ohio State on there? Or just SEC?
Just SEC. I don't give a damn about those.
I think it'll be good. It'd be good. Texas and Ohio State again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that'll be a good game.
Texas A&M at Oklahoma. Man. I love the fact that we're going to get to see these again. Next year, you'll play some other. It's like there'll never be – I really think the days of, like, Vanderbilt, 10-2, right, because we're making an argument that their schedule's not tough enough. I don't think that's the case anymore. You're going to catch one or two elite programs that are going to justify you getting in or being pushed out. So
right. Now, here's one. Again, I don't know how well this will read. I'm waiting for these people to. I tried to do the graphics that one year, and then I just couldn't pay attention to anything you said for an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was not fun. So I'm waiting for people. And see, this is kind of hard to read here, but here's the A&M schedule here. Missouri State, Arizona State, Kentucky, at LSU, Arkansas, at Mizzou, Citadel, at Bama, then you get your first bye, then you're at Carolina, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas at home. Good night. Look at that. The final
eight final, games.
Final five, Shane. Bama, Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Texas.
I know. It's like, light. It's like, all right, you're going to play 8 games in a row. You'll get a bye. But when you come back, you're at Carolina. You got Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Texas to close out. I mean, that is the definition of an 8-4 schedule. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Eight tough games, right? We're not sleeping on LSU or Arizona State or Mizzou, any of those teams, Bama, of course. And then you come back and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you did the first 2 months if you cannot close out November. Woo, doggy.
And here's Auburn, Shane, Baylor in Atlanta, Southern Miss at home, Florida at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Tennessee, at Georgia, LSU at home, Ole Miss on the road, at Ole Miss, Arkansas at home, at Mississippi State, Samford at home, and then Bama at Bama.
Toughest 4-game stretch right now. On the road, Tennessee, Georgia, home with LSU and Ole Miss on the road. Woo, buddy, that's got to be it right there. I do like the start. I very, very winnable, you know. New coach, like you said, I feel like Golish could really catch some fire, but, man, in the meat of that. Where's their bye week at? Does it say on here? No.
No. Let's see. The bye week.
Cole said Golish should have stayed in the USA. That's what he's thinking.
Bye week between Texas or Tennessee and Georgia.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a good bye week.
Yeah, very favorable there.
Okay. Now, buddies. Now, here's the one I thought. This is the gauntlet of gauntlets.
Yeah.
As soon as he quit on his team, they said, you know what? To hell with this guy.
Load him up.
Clemson at home. Louisiana Tech at home. At Ole Miss. A&M at home. McNeese at home. Kentucky at Kentucky, Mississippi State at home, at Auburn, Alabama at home, Texas at home, at Tennessee, at Arkansas.
How funny is it? If you think about the away games, Ole Miss absolutely hates them. Tennessee hates them. Auburn thought they had them. They hate them. Arkansas stole all their recruits.
Well, not only that, they tried to hire Kiffin.
Yeah, yeah.
He was going there till he wasn't.
A lot of hate, but as tough as LSU schedule, a lot of great home games. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, if you're holding on to some season tickets, 26, brother, you're in for a show, or you're gonna hate it.
They just said Texas, 3 of the final 4 are at home, or on the road for Texas.
They're about to raise prices down there. They got 3 coaches to pay for. They got all these home games. I'm sorry, LSU fans. You're done. You're cooked. You're watching at home with me.
I'm waiting for more people to put out their graphics. I'm not seeing a lot. Oh, here we go. We got Bama. Just posted theirs. And I'm in the process. I'll have it for the next show, but we'll have all ours updated as well.
Guess I could have helped you.
Here's Alabama, Shane. We got East Carolina at home, at Kentucky, Florida State at home, South Carolina at home, at Mississippi State, Georgia at home, at Tennessee, Texas A&M at home, at LSU, at Vanderbilt, Chattanooga at home, and Auburn at home. Look at that stretch.
Georgia,
Tennessee, A&M, LSU.
Yeah, that's the new winner right now. And Reds at home or away? Home.
Reds home.
Yeah, you did luck out there. I mean, I think Georgia A&M on the road would have been, I don't know, Tennessee and LSU, though. Yeah. Right now, Bama's in the lead with the toughest 4-game stretch. I'm not saying the toughest schedule.
Do you think they show this to DeBoer before he has to make his decision?
Maybe. But one thing about Bama, the start and the end of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is going to come down to the middle there. And what happens if Bama loses 3? I mean, are they in? You know, that's a real conversation that's going to happen here, man.
Hey, they're showing Arkansas on the TVs right now, I'll read it.
Okay.
So for Arkansas, we got North Alabama at home, mm-hmm. at Utah, Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt, Missouri at home, at Auburn, South Carolina at home, at Texas, and LSU at home. I think Arkansas got a favorable schedule, believe it or not.
I like it. I like it, man. I think so, too. I hate to use the word favorable, but if there was a slight edge for an easier – and we kind of knew this coming in, Mike. I felt like Florida was going to get blessed with an easier schedule. I felt like Arkansas was. Kind of surprised Oklahoma didn't get, you know, a little bit easier road. But, no surprise here.
How about this one? We got South Carolina uploaded. Kent State at home. Towson at home. Never heard of them. Mississippi State at home. At Alabama. Kentucky at home. At Florida. Get your bye week. Then Tennessee at home. At Oklahoma. Texas A&M at home. At Arkansas. Georgia at home. At Clemson.
Man.
I like the top half.
I like it.
I hate the bottom half.
I do. I mean, South Carolina fans will like this too. Definitely coming off what they've had the last two seasons. I feel like this is not a complete breath of fresh air, but it is definitely obtainable.
Yeah.
And that bye is perfect. 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 Perfect.
And here is we already kind of talked about it, but I know how you are, Shane. You like to look at it.
Yeah, I'm more of a visual guy.
Here's Arkansas again one more time. So North Alabama, at Utah, Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt, Missouri at home, at Auburn, South Carolina at home, at Texas, and then LSU.
Yeah, Razorbacks got it. Got it good.
They got a good one, I thought.
Interested about that Utah one, right? I hate that that's on the road. Forgot about that one. But did you start out 2-0? Got to Georgia Bulldogs.
We just
got to
eliminate them from contention.
That's it. Yeah, please. End that conversation. Don't Notre Dame us here, you know?
You kept their hopes alive, you know? Arkansas, you really helped break Notre Dame's hearts.
Part of me wonders, you know, because of how bad that loss was with Notre Dame, if Hunter was like, you know what? Let's put Miami up there.
All right, I'll upload one for you, buddy.
Yes.
Let's see it. It's bright orange and white here.
Oh,
Tennessee.
Natty.
Furman at home. At Georgia Tech. Kennesaw State at home. Texas at home. Auburn at home. At Arkansas. Bama at home. At South Carolina. Kentucky at home. At A&M. LSU at home. And at Vanderbilt.
Man,
you know, call me crazy, Shane.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee could, I'm not saying they will for sure, but they could be favored in every road game other than A&M.
Well, what I'm looking at too, right, is the home games are the ones that you're going to need a little extra love. So,
yeah,
Bama, potentially Auburn, Texas for sure, LSU. Yeah, I dig this schedule, but coming off the 25-24 schedule, we got a little, you know, we had it made, right? Didn't even know it.
I mean, I think that's a decent schedule for Tennessee.
Wait, so that would put their bye between South Carolina and Kentucky. Man, we're taking Halloween off. That's unusual. We're supposed to be blacking out those days, you know? But I do. No, seriously, Mike, I like this schedule. I think it's a good one. I don't want to call it a national championship team schedule, but it could be, right? People are talking.
That's the word on the street that I've used.
That's the word on the street. Can we go back one more time?
To which one?
The Tennessee one.
Okay.
I mean, feasibly, Georgia Tech, Texas, Auburn maybe, Alabama, Texas A&M, LSU. I mean, there could probably be six top 25 teams on this schedule. So, yeah, it is not easy.
Is that it? Okay. And then we got Kentucky uploaded here, Shane. Youngstown, mighty Youngstown at home. Bama at home. Week 2, Bama what?
Golly.
At A&M. South Alabama at home. at South Carolina, two Souths in a row. That's unusual. LSU at home, at Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home. You get your bye week, then you're at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Mizzou, Louisville at home.
Man, no wonder Stoops left, you know? Oh, brother. I mean, look at that one. That's a tough pull. First three games, you got Alabama and Texas A&M.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That may be the toughest schedule now that I'm looking at it.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Just because it's so early, new coach and everything. You look at a goalless, you look at John Summerall, I can convince you they win three, four games out of this. You can't, no matter what you say, Mike, you cannot convince me they win three games out of their first three here.
Out of the first three?
Yeah, there's no way. Bama and Texas A&M, at
easy.
Texas A&M.
Easy. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if the damn Bears could win three of those, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be tough, man. I mean, and then you get past that, LSU at Oklahoma, at Tennessee, Florida, Mizzou, hell, even Louisville at the end. We've seen a lot of 40-point games in that one.
Have we done Florida yet?
No, let's do it. National championship, John Summerall, year one.
I hate the way they did this graphic. This is not a championship graphic. You're going to hate it, too.
Oh,
that's the VHS. Geez. So it's FAU at home, Cable at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home, at Mizzou, South Carolina at home, at Texas, Georgia in Atlanta, Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt at home, and then at Florida State.
All right, I was wrong. This is some tough ones too, man. Golly, they are. That Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma stretch, that's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
I don't know. I still like it. I like it better than what they've had here the last couple of seasons.
Yeah. That's
a terrible graphic. I mean, I get it. It's nice if you want to hang it on the wall or something, but...
I can't even look at it.
No,
I can't
it's
even
too
look
much.
At it.
It's
how
too
about,
much.
How about Texas? They're playing the Bobcats, Texas State, Ohio State,
yeah,
UTEP. Those are all at home.
Yeah.
And then at Tennessee, and then Oklahoma, and then Florida at home, Ole Miss at home, Mississippi State at home, at Mizzou, at LSU, Arkansas at home, and then at A&M.
I wish they had some better home games. I know Ohio State's going to be good. Ole Miss could be good. But, you know, this Texas team really, especially the fans, they didn't get a lot of home love right. Last couple of seasons. I would love to have seen LSU come to town, A&M come to town. But yeah, overall, it is a tougher schedule than Texas has had here the last few years. So,
and believe it or not, Shane, this is a good year for Texas because there'll be other years – where they will have – they only have four road games against Southeastern Conference opponents.
Yeah.
There's going to be other years where they have five road games. And what that means is they may only get three home games among conference opponents.
Yeah. This is also one of the teams I've not seen a bye, you know, later in the season. You know, after their first four games, Tennessee, after that Tennessee game – they're going to have a bye. Then they're going to have to play eight in a row.
I don't like that.
Then you factor SEC championships and college football playoffs. I mean, they're going to be busy. They're going to be busy.
Right. Oh, okay. SEC finally got off their ass, and they're posting graphics. Let's see. I'm looking for ones we've missed.
They didn't know this was coming, huh? I mean, people are out here making VHS photos, and we can't get the SEC to do it.
Bo says that's, I mean, what the hell's the difference? UTSA, UTEP, I mean, same thing to me.
Yeah, it is.
They're going to lose by 40. I don't care what we call them, you know?
Archman is going to be standing over some poor cornerback, you know?
Okay, and they're taking their sweet-ass time loading these as well. That's good. Okay, all right, I got him here.
Carl thinks Texas got it worse so far. I think I'm going to stick with probably Kentucky. possibly Oklahoma.
Son of a.
Mike asked if you could show the OU one again.
I don't think we've found that one yet, have we?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think I've not seen it posted. Let's see. Okay, I found one. This was a little bit better. It's not as bad as Florida, but it's not my favorite either. Let's see.
I got to zoom in.
No, but it's mostly a player, and I'm like, I want the schedules here. Okay, we got UTEP at home.
Yeah.
Then we got at Michigan. Then we got New Mexico at home, at Georgia, Texas in Dallas there, at Kentucky, Mississippi State. Oh, wait, no, I screwed that up. Kentucky at home, at Mississippi State, South Carolina at home, at Florida, Ole Miss at home, Texas A&M at home, at Mizzou.
I stand corrected. Oklahoma got blessed with the scheduling gods here. This is nice. This may be my favorite. Arkansas was close, but I think I'm going to give Oklahoma the nod here. Now, again, I'm not saying this is a rollover. I just, compared to what they've got the last couple of years, this is good. This is good for them Sooners.
Yeah, perhaps. But again, I'm looking at it at Georgia, there's literally not a tougher place to play in America.
Yeah.
At Florida, I know you hate the Gators, but that's like, to me, that is the toughest environment. Not the best team, but the toughest environment. Cowbells are underrated. At Mizzou.
Yeah.
I mean, I think every road game is losable.
And it's funny that we're just, I mean, we got it. Let's be honest, Mike. South Carolina could be elite. Ole Miss could be elite. Who knows? Georgia may fall off. I don't know. We're sitting here more than a year out, so I guess that would be tough to.
But I will agree with you. I don't think it's as daunting as what last year's looked like.
No, no.
On paper, you know?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay. And I think,
I'm trying to find A&M. I'm really just trying to find all the ones we haven't.
Don't you
yet.
Think this too kind of changed after the portal? You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just feel like, oh, shit, this is actually a better team than I thought.
All it's going to take, Shane, is like one quarterback to go, and we'll be like, well, this team can't compete.
They're done. If Lenore Sellers heads out, every South Carolina game
I didn't
want
to say it, but that's exactly what I was thinking. Hey, you may hate this one. You may love it. I know how you're a Christmas guy.
Yeah.
Mississippi State. How about that? Look at the little balls here. I can't tell who any of these teams are. Okay, here we go. Louisiana Monroe at home. At Minnesota. I hate reading it. I'm already regretting this. At South Carolina. Missouri at home. Bama at home. At LSU. Oklahoma at home. At Texas. Vanderbilt at home. Auburn at home. Tennessee Tech at home. And at Ole Miss.
It's a tough stretch. Mississippi State got Bama, LSU, Oklahoma, and Texas all in a row. That could be a doozy.
But I would say before that and after that are winnable.
Yeah.
Can you survive that? That's gonna be the season.
Yeah, I do like the you may have hit it. I'm not saying that it's not easy, but it's just I would rather have my tough games right there in the middle. End of October, 1st of November. Because then you can just kind of run it, right? Mm-hmm. And I felt like that was the problem with Mississippi State this year. They had all those easy games up front, but they just couldn't capitalize on those hard ones, and they just fell apart there at the end. So,
you know, my one beef here with Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Can you see the top right of that graphic, the logo they used?
Yes.
Are we supposed to use that? Are we supposed to use this? Are we supposed to use... this? I mean, hell, I don't know. They got four different logos. And it doesn't seem like they know which one they are. They're using this one.
That one's my favorite. That's the one they should keep. Don't you think?
So just go. Just do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you.
And then the fans get mad at me when I don't use this state thing. I think that's horrible.
I don't like this state one.
I don't think anybody does.
No. No. You know what?
Except Bo likes it. But he's an A&M fan.
Yeah, Bo. Yeah, Bo knows doesn't know that, you know. So,
okay. Hey, I got Mizzou. Oh, I like the way they did theirs. All right, so you could be creative and it's legible. Let's see. Shout out Mizzou here. Boom.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter right out the gate. At Kansas, uh-huh. Troy, at Mississippi State, Florida, A&M, at Ole Miss, at Arkansas, Texas, at Georgia, Kentucky, and Oklahoma.
Oh, damn. I kind of like this schedule. I do too, man. Got Texas and Oklahoma at home. Your tough games, obviously. Georgia on the road.
See, they didn't know what state logo to use either.
Yeah, fact.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah. No, this one may be it, brother. This is up there. This is in the top three best schedules of 2026.
Mm.
Damn, they just keep winning. Drink just keeps winning.
Did you? We haven't talked about this. We should probably talk about this in further length at another time.
Yeah.
But did you see the new provision in Drink's contract about 8 games?
No.
So he's getting the old Stoops deal, where if he wins 8 games, he automatically gets an extension.
Slippery slope, Mike. Slippery slope. I mean, I can show you Exhibit A, and it's not pretty. Not pretty.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, is it like Stoops? Like if he gets to 10, he gets 2 years? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I shouldn't say that without knowing it for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's not true. But it is for sure 8. They automatically extend him a year.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I felt like they were kind of against the wall. They had to make that deal, right? I kind of felt like they reached out for Stoops. They shouldn't have done that one.
Mm.
Actually, I feel like Barnhart was just surprised that they were able to do that. Like, oh, shit. I'm kind of stuck with this guy now.
And then, okay.
Maybe we should have alcohol in the stadium.
That guy doesn't even believe in NIL, so.
I know.
I'm waiting. Vanderbilt's one we've not gotten. Of course, they're not putting out the graphic. They quit or something. They're studying, I guess. Have we done Georgia?
Cuz says, does Cousin Shane get the same deal if he's on time 8 times in a row? shout out to Junior. Great show, Cousins. Great schedules again next year. Florida on the comeback. You think Summerall has a chance to nail the portal for Florida? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's part of the deal, right? I feel like if Summerall took that job, I feel like Golish took that job, there's going to have to be some wallets open, and because we got some shopping to do. And it starts.
Well, I would disagree with you there.
Really? No, I don't think so.
I think Florida's already got the roster.
Well, but that's what I was getting at. The wallet needs to be open, and where you first start shopping is with your current roster. You know, yeah. So I feel like the portal, keeping the guys that you currently have and maybe adding a few pieces. That's what I would absolutely love to see with both of those teams.
All right, here's Georgia. I don't think we haven't done it. Tennessee Tech at home. Western Kentucky at home. At Arkansas. Oklahoma at home. Vanderbilt at home. At Alabama. Auburn. Florida in Atlanta. At Ole Miss. Missouri at home. At South Carolina. Georgia Tech at home.
They won. Yep. This was created last year after the SEC championship. Kirby got mad. He says, hey, hang in there. I got you in 26 because they got him. They got him. Toughest games. You got at Oklahoma. Bama. Yeah. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like,
I think at Alabama is the only one that they won't be favored in.
Even the Florida game, like you said, is in Atlanta. Yeah. This is. Georgia may win yet another SEC championship.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No. Goodbye, everything. Goodbye week.
I'm trying to think if who else. I think we're missing Vanderbilt and then one other. Can you think of who it is?
Did you? No, I thought you did them all.
We did A&M, Auburn,
yeah,
LSU, Bama, South Carolina, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi State, Missouri, and Georgia.
That's it. It's 15 right there.
Ole Miss? Did we do Ole Miss?
Well, damn, maybe. Ole Miss. Yeah, do Ole Miss. You're a great counter. I ran out of fingers.
Okay, here we go. We got, I'm uploading it now. I found one. I was doing them just basically as I was finding the graphics.
Yeah.
And Vanderbilt still, there's asleep at the wheel here. They still haven't put one out. So this is a little bit hard to see. But so we got Ole Miss playing Louisville and in Nashville for some reason. Charlotte at home, LSU at home, at Florida, at Vanderbilt, Missouri at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, Georgia at home, at Oklahoma, Wofford, and Mississippi State.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it either. The problem I have with it, Mike, is again the first three games. Louisville mm-hmm. on the road. I mean, neutral site, right?
Yeah.
And then you got LSU.
That's one where like Pete Golding can lose the fan base week one.
Exactly. Yeah, and I feel like he has, by the time he gets to play his boy, John Sumrall, I mean, hell, he may be sitting there with 2-3 losses. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I just feel like as far as pressure coming into a season, there's one or two coaches I feel like need to hit the ground running, and it's Pete and it's Lane Kiffin, right? So, yeah.
Will any coach have more pressure than Pete Golding this season to beat a team with LSU?
Oh,
at home, you gotta win that game.
You gotta. Whew, buddy. Are you talking about just the LSU game?
I'm saying, is there any coach that's got more pressure to win a game than Pete Golding? The pressure he's going to face to beat LSU,
bro. I think he's got more pressure in the. I know it sounds crazy, but the Louisville one, right?
No, that is crazy.
Yeah,
you could lose the Louisville by 100. You beat LSU by one, they'll fucking
Mike,
they'll give you an extension. They'll crown your ass.
You nailed it earlier when you said he's got to win the fan base. Right now, they're good with it, right? Depending on what happens with the college football playoffs, we don't know how that's going to play out. But the fact that you have a playoff team that's been fringe playoff team for the last two seasons, if they lose to Louisville week one, yeah, I feel like that is the most pressure that any of these coaches are going to have week one.
No.
Hey, that's yours.
That won't even be televised game, Shane. No one's going to give a shit about Louisville.
Exactly. The fact that it's not televised. You don't
Shane,
think that's
there's
pressure?
There's a team that lost week one and is in the playoff.
Nobody
gave a shit. Nobody cares about that.
It's about winning the fans, man.
Well, you got to win them by beating Kiffin.
Yeah, you're right. He beats Lane Kiffin week three. If he doesn't get past Louisville, he's not winning week three either, Mike. I feel like week one is the most, out of all the coaches, it's going to be the most important game right now.
Didn't we say the same thing about DeBoering, though?
No.
That he can't beat Georgia if he can't beat Florida State?
No, I didn't say that. You said that. I don't know where you're making that up.
And I even picked Bama to win that game.
Yeah.
And you picked Georgia.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Let's see. Yeah, Cousins agreeing with me, every single one of them. Yeah, just fucking with me. It's late. It's 10 o'clock almost.
Well, hey, by that logic, I mean, John Summerall's got a pressure week one. And Alex Golish week one.
No,
I mean, all these guys got pressure week one.
Pete didn't win this job. I mean, Pete got the job, right? But he was not the hire. I feel like Pete is an extended interim coach, in my opinion, right now. Now, that all changes if they win a couple playoff games, potentially win a national championship. Obviously, that changes the whole narrative. But if they get bounced out early in the playoffs, and then he comes out here and fumbles week one against Louisville, better damn believe that they're going to be looking for some coaches by the end of the season.
What if they get embarrassed by Tulane in the playoff?
Yeah.
And they hire Brian Kelly.
Yeah, we're already hiring coaches. I love it, man.
And they don't have to pay him because LSU's paying him, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
How awesome would that be?
That'd be good. That'd be good. Jeez, Brian Kelly. I think he's done with the Southeastern Conference. Like Chip Kelly floating around here ever so often. It's like, nah, this, some people just ain't going to make it down here.
Hey, Lester's got a point. Long John Silver nuts a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Oh, God. Long John Silver nuts.
Hey, appreciate you, Derek. Hey, cousins, do you think Michigan is better job than Bama? Hell no. I'd have to think that Block M is a crown jewel, but Bama is really the same, or is that due to Saban only? Yeah. I'll hang up now. No, hell no. Bama's significantly better.
No, yeah. But Michigan ain't far. I mean, as far as elite jobs,
right.
Go up there to the Big Ten, play, what, one or two good teams a year. Stop scheduling SEC teams maybe. You know, that may be my first move. Right. And then, I feel like you can find your way toward playoffs more times than not. But the challenge is running the South, and Alabama, say what you want, they keep finding ways to win. So, yeah.
And I think every elite player in the country, they have probably envisioned themselves playing for Bama at some point.
Yep.
And Michigan, I'm sure a lot, but not like – maybe like 30% of elite players. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. They got money. They got money, right? And I feel like that's gonna get a lot of recruits up there. But at the end of the day, I want to play for championships. Not, I mean, you think about Michigan. Yeah, they got a championship, but it's we're still getting side effects of that football team. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Swamp Kings of the North.
And we still don't know, Shane. Well, I guess we'll never know. Would Michigan have really won if they didn't cheat?
No, they wouldn't have, right? I mean, I still feel like Alabama should have won that damn game. That pisses me off.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Just saying.
I mean, they've made documentaries on the scandal of them cheating, and now we're going to make another documentary on another scandal.
Yeah, all kinds of cheating going on up there.
Wait, Junior, you already got that one. Cousin Rick, we appreciate you, buddy.
How many
SEC teams are playing Notre Dame? I think Notre Dame is exited out of playing tough competition.
Frozen. And I think it's stupid. I don't know if you've been paying attention to that, Mike, but the fact that they've got – so apparently they've got it said if they are in the top 12 – this is how they had worked out with the college football playoff, and there's, like, documented paperwork on this thing. If they're in the top 12, that they get a spot in the college football playoff moving forward. Well, nobody else has that luxury, so now these other conferences are like, well, shit, we ain't going to play them in. Freeze them out, baby. Freeze them out.
And look at this, Shane. Here's Notre Dame's schedule. You tell me if any SEC would switch for this. Wisconsin, Rice, Michigan State, at Purdue, at North Carolina, Navy, Miami, Boston College, SMU, Syracuse, Stanford, and Southern Cal. What a just elite group of competition.
But they're 12-0 is just like a Southeastern Conference 12-0. It's so stupid. So stupid. We're already starting.
You know who's not stupid?
Who's that?
Sofer!
Go Hogs, baby!
Go Hogs, and he gifted 10 membership, Shane.
Damn!
I'm about to run out of my voice here, but shout out Sofer. He gifted God Loves Comics, T. Blake Brady, Ovaltine Jenkins, Jesse Browning, Ranger Ernsey, Marie. Oh no, it just jumped on me. Marie. Bobby from Arcadelia, cool name. A Good Time 21, Raccoon Typewriter, BTS Sports Network. Welcome
to the family. Thank you, Sofer. Get the mashed potatoes ready.
All right, buddy. Anything else before we hop off here?
Oh man, no. This is again. It's I always like looking. I'm always that guy, right? Looking ahead, get caught looking ahead. But let's don't forget, we've got a lot of great action still to come. Be sure to have those notifications on. The thumbs up on your way out truly does help us out, cause costs $0 to do it. JP, thank you for putting the list together tonight. Shout outs go to Tam B, Tev, Cousin JR, Freedom Van, Steven Up, Shin, Carl Jenkins, Cousin Rick, Cool Jimmy, Derek Coward, Junior and Sofer. Thank you, JP, and thank you, Cousins. Thank you for hanging out. Man, had a blast. Had a blast, Mike. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. If you need any bail money, be sure to give me a call.
Ooh, and I'm thinking, Shane, I might hop on here during the Heisman ceremony. So we'll see. Maybe we get old Diego Pavia, get him a trophy. Or you can hear me curse if the other guy wins it.
Yeah, Mike, what's his name? Who was it? Is it Desmond? He got on there and he's like, oh, Pavia, 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 blah, blah, blah. Indiana! Oh, my God! What a magical season they've had! I can tell you exactly how that movie's going to end, Mike. They've already set the stage.
Yep. All right, so that's going to do it for this episode. We'll be back before you know it. Stay locked in. Like, subscribe, share, and turn them notifications on. Until next time, we'll catch you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.